All right, we are live here at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo here at the Jules Jordan Video Booth with the lovely Miss Abigail Mack. How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely amazing. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How's your weekend been?
The weekend has been absolutely nuts. You know, I've been coming to this thing for, this is my third year here, which is, you know, not long, but not short either. And this year has been the craziest. It's the busiest. It's just fucking packed every single day, which is awesome. People say that porn is dead. Obviously, it is not. People are stoked to be here. It's been just absolutely amazing to see.
Yeah, I had to find my way through an ocean of fans to get over here to the booth.
It's crazy, and it's been like that every single day. Wednesday, Thursday, now today, and it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Yeah.
All right. So for those fans who aren't familiar, how long have you been in the business now?
I've been in the business for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. Yep. I started out, I was a girl only performer for over 2 years. And then I was on contract for Digital Playground for 6 months. I did 5 boy-girl scenes for them, and I did features for them. And so now for about 6 months, I've been able to work with whatever company that I want. So for that time, I've been working like a crazy person, knocking out boy-girl and girl scenes.
Still loving it?
I fucking love my job. Of course, like anything else, it gets stressful. Of course, like anything else, you get tired. But you know what? At the end of the day, you can be artistic. You can be free. You can be open. Nothing else I've ever done has let me do that. And just the people that you get to meet and interact with every day are inspiring, and they're friendly, and they make you feel so welcome. It's almost like it's one huge family, you know?
And for this year, I believe you shot it, was it for Tushy or was it for Black.com?
I did my first IR for Black.com.
I knew it was one of the two.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greg Lansky, he created Black.com and Tushy, and he asked me right when I got off contract, he's like, do you want to shoot your first interracial? I'm like, 100% yes. Let's do it as soon as possible, and I only want to shoot it for you. Because he's just, his vision has changed the whole thing. Like, it's not ghetto anymore. It's just so beautiful and upscale, and these beautiful men and women in their natural state, and just very organic scenes. And so I just really, really, really wanted to do that with him as soon as possible.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Black hasn't been around them very long, but they've already got a lot of big name girls, and they've been very successful in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, they have. And I think a part of that is that Greg, he has such good relationships with so many people, and he inspires so many people that people just flock to him. They want to work with him. So I think that's why they're so successful. And nothing is like his site. He is truly unique. He is his own vision. He's his own artist. And when you step outside of the box and do something that you want to do, it's going to be successful.
Very cool, very cool. So what are your goals for 2016? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, in 2016, I want to really knock out more boy-girl scenes. Also, keep on with my girl-girl scenes, because I love girl-girl, and that's how I started. I want to keep that going on just as much as I'm doing boy-girl. I also really would love to do more feature movies, you know, explore with acting, because I got to do features with Digital, and I just did my first feature, lead feature with Wicked, and so I'd love to get into that more. And then I'd also love to do a showcase this year. That's pretty much my biggest goal, is to have my own showcase with someone.
Now, do you feature dance at all?
I do feature dance. I've been featuring dancing for a little over a year now. I'm with Dave and Frank over at A-List Features. Last year I did it multiple times a month. So I would shoot Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, fly out Thursday night, dance Friday, Saturday, fly in Sunday, shoot Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday again. It was absolutely nuts. So I kind of did it a little overboard, but now I'm doing like one a month, you know? So next month I'll be at Sapphires in New York City, and the month after that I'll be at Hustler in San Francisco. So I'm just choosing one club a month to go to.
Very cool, very cool. So what are you nominated for any awards at the show this year?
Yeah, I'm nominated for 12 awards this year, which I'm super stoked. You know, the transition into boy-girl has really just elevated my name and just really gotten my face out there, which I'm so, so grateful for all the companies who have hired me. I have 2 fan awards, social media star, and favorite like female performer. And then in the industry, I have best boy-girl scene, best solo tease, best actress, most outrageous sex scene, best girl, like all girl sex scene. I can't remember all the other ones, but I remember those ones. There's too many to remember. Yeah.
Is there any particular one that you're hoping to win?
You know what? Everybody that's in all the categories, I feel like, deserves to win. Yes, of course, I'd love to win, but if you're nominated for something, that means that someone is watching and someone is appreciating what you're doing, that you're doing a great job. I already feel like I've won just by having, like, so many awards. It's just overwhelming, and I'm just so grateful just to have that.
Now, are there any goals or things you'd like to accomplish over the course of your career? Like, would you eventually like to start directing or maybe start your own production company?
Mm-hmm. You know, I've thought about it here and there. I'm not going to say that I want to start directing. I could not. You know what I mean? I could go either way. For my career, I absolutely love the way it's going now. My goal is to be one of the biggest stars in the industry. I want to become legend. I want to become one of the people that, when people think porn star, I want them to think my name. So I do want to become that. And I also just want to encourage all these other girls that are getting in, like, you can do whatever you want, you know, just take care of yourself, you know, just be happy, and as long as you're happy, that's what you should be doing. Yeah.
Well, like I said, you only got another 7 years for you eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, another 7 years, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm not gonna say I won't be in, but I don't know, 7 years is a long time. I'll be in status then.
There you go, there you go. So you going to any of the parties or going to see any of the girls dance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm doing the white party tonight. I'm hosting the white party with a few other girls. And then tomorrow there's so many parties going on. I don't know which one I'm gonna go to, but I'm definitely gonna go to one of them.
After the show?
After the show, yeah.
Now you have your dress. Is your dress done? Is it all ready to go?
I did. I went and got a beautiful lace overlay and silk gown. I had it altered to my body, and I got, you know, really beautiful things. I want to be able to look presentable, and I'm just so proud of all the work that I've done and the people that I've worked with and all the nominations. I just want to look bomb, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to look good, and so I'm pretty excited about getting dressed up and made up tomorrow.
All right, last question here. How do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you?
Good sex, meaning to me, is two people coming together that are 100% clear-minded, sober, that are just giving themselves to each other. People that just connect, they have no inhibitions at all, and they just let each other just please each other and just let go and go into another space, because sex is the greatest high in life. And I've you know, been drunk, and I've smoked a little marijuana in my day, and sex trumps all of it. So just be free, be open, do what you want to do, as long as you're not hurting anybody else, and just open yourself up to people.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.